Hello. Sorry about this. I just wanted to talk about something that I witnessed yesterday while at the hospital. And you can hear the blackbirds. The blackbirds have started, ladies and gentlemen, in this spring session. Oh, the blackbirds, they're my favourite birds. They're just so good. So good. Anyway, as you can hear, I am off to work. As soon as I... Oh, Joy, get your harness out the way. Oh. As soon as I adjust my shoes, so... There we go. Okay. yes, I am going to work today. I'm taking it easy, though. I was told I can go to work if I'm feeling up to it. anyway, something I witnessed yesterday while I was in recovery. Look, I know the nurses have a very tough job. And all the nurses I've had have been very good. Nothing to say about that. Very good indeed. Excuse me, I hope you didn't hear that cough. I took the microphone away, well away from my mouth. So, yeah, most of the nurses are very good in my mind. And a lot of the nurses indeed would have to deal with all sorts of patients. You will recall if you heard one of my hospital boos when I was at the Austin after surgery that there was one person in my recovery room that had a hissy fit, literally chucked something because he was getting angry because he wanted some water and of course wasn't allowed to have water since it was directly after surgery. So, and they deal with all sorts of things. They deal with hypochondriacs and all that. So, you know, I understand it's a very tough job for the nurses. I'll never deny that. But yesterday, I had this girl in my room that she'd been brought to the room after me, and she was saying to the nurse there, oh, I was told that I'll be staying in for 3 nights, and now I'm told that I'll be going home today. And the nurse said, well, your surgery or your operation is a day procedure, so, you know, you should be okay to go home. And this girl, and I don't know what operation she'd had, something in her tummy, that's all I was able to gather. She said, oh, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. And the nurses were trying to ask her where she was in pain and all that. And she pointed it out and they said, well, we'll give you some medication, some painkillers, relief. We'll give you some more. They were very reluctant to do it because I guess they already given her pain relief. But they said, we'll give you some more. Come on, Joy, let's go over here. Oh gosh, people, little bugs. It's all this rubbish around here. Anyway. yes, I know there's rubbish there, Joy. So, the nurse went off and gave some more medication. So that was okay, the nurse went off and then all of a sudden this girl who whom I later found out was Vanessa, because I don't know, it's addressed her by that name. So I'm safely assuming that is her name. Anyway, Vanessa started to cry. And the nurse came back and said, you know, your procedure was very uncomplicated. It was very straightforward. So you should be able to go home by today. And Vanessa started to say, oh, I'm experiencing some different pain than I did before. And the nurse said, oh, you'll have to wait for the painkillers to work. And anyway, so she went off again, and Vanessa's crying. It's like, it is different pain, it's different pain. And I felt awful. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether I should say something to her, because she was, you know, really sounding like she was in distress. And that nurse had been a bit patronising towards her, saying, well, you have to wait till the medication works. And I eventually said to her, because she kept crying out, oh my God, oh my God. You know, when pain grabbed her, and I said, I thought it was stupid to say, are you okay? Because I knew she wasn't, but I didn't know how else to start, you know, a dialogue. So I said, oh, are you okay? Have you got the buzzer there? Do you want me to call a nurse? And she said, oh, it's okay, I'm just in pain. Okay, I have got the buzzer. And anyway, so the nurse came back, she said, and this Vanessa said, oh, it's a different kind of pain, it's a different kind of pain. And the nurse said, look, you know, you'll have to wait for the medication to kick in. Don't you know, stress about it. I'll get the doctor to come. And and Vanessa's, you know, insisting, it's a different kind of pain. It's a new pain. And the nurse sort of was, I can't remember the exact words now, but she was really patronising, sort of shrugging her off. And when she said for one last time that, you know, it's, you know, she'll have to wait for the medication to kick in, the nurse said, can I speak to someone else, please? And the nurse said, yeah, fine. She stomped off and someone else came, and Vanessa explained to her about the different kind of pain, and she hadn't had it before. And the nurse said, yeah, I understand. And Vanessa said, oh, that other nurse just wasn't listening. And the nurse said, yeah, I understand. I'll go and get the doctor, and you know, I'll you know, see if I can get him to sort of come quicker. And so she left, and I heard her talking to the other nurse, and I think I heard her say, oh, you're a bit rude, you know. She's experiencing other pain and all this. Anyway, I don't know what happened then, because I was on the phone to a few people. And then I was doing audio booms as well. Audio booms. I think, as far as I know, she ended up going into a ward. So she obviously ended up staying over. But yeah, I can't do it justice now, because I can't remember the exact dialogue, but the nurse was just really kind of shrugging her pain off, and really being patronising. And this girl had fibromyalgia too. I don't know if I pronounced that right at all, but it wasn't, I don't think that was anything to do with the surgery, the op she just had, but yeah. Anyway, this nurse had come back, the original nurse, and Vanessa said, oh, I'm sorry, but it was different pain that I was experiencing. And she said, the nurse said, yeah, I was, you know, someone explained it to me. So, yeah, I just thought, the nurse was a bit patronising. Well, here we go. Morning.
better than you.
Smells like a hairdresser in here. How odd. I just thought, you know, wow, I just felt sorry for this girl. I thought, you know, she's just not been listened to. And when you're in so much pain, like, this girl was deeply distressed. She was, you know, breathing, like, sounded like she was breathing through contractions. That's how it was, you know. And, Avisa, this patronising nurse said to her one day, oh, don't hold your breath, don't hold your breath. It makes it worse. She said, I have to because I'm trying to ease pain. Anyway, she was just really patronising towards her. And she was an older nurse. I find that the older nurses can get a bit patronising towards people. Like I say, I haven't had it, or at least not in that form. I think I've probably had it before, but had, you know, nurses being a bit patronising, but yeah, not to that extent. But I find it's the older nurses, the ones that think they know everything, I guess. The younger ones are a bit more, they'll listen to you more. As I say, not all of them, but yeah, the patronising nurses I've had have always been older. Anyway, I guess there you go. That's my contribution for today. And unless I have something else very exciting to report, I will call it a day.